B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertidis Middays.
He averaged almost double-digit assists. So can you imagine the amount of time the ball was actually in his hands? With this team, the ball's got to move.
Yeah, exactly. The dude shot like 30% on his jumpers last year. That was like one of the bottom 5% of the NBA.
I'm so with you, brother.
That just made me so mad.
Listen, for hanging in, too, for holding. Do you have Fan Fest tickets, Sean?
I do not.
You do now, buddy.
Hey.
Awesome.
Thanks for bringing some stability to the program with some good conversation right out of the gate, Sean.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
I'm glad that bothered him. He gets a pair of FanFest tickets. And B, what are you kidding me?
That's dumb. I don't even... Like, I don't agree with it, but I get the Ben Simmons. You know, people go, well, you know, Ben can't shoot. And, you know, you had Westbrook, who's a dynamic offensive player. You know, like, I understand why you would come up with the money, the whole thing. Like, I understand it. I don't do it. I don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the Ben's offensive game. Think about what else he does on the floor. Please think about his length. Think about his age.
Defensive ability.
And think about the fact the reason why I've always liked him and love having a 6'11 guy that is a pass-first point guard is that guys want to play for a guy that they know they can get the basketball.
Yeah. He shares it.
And he shares it well.
Yeah. Sometimes to a fault.
Right.
We need to get him to not share quite as much.
Right. But
that's his instinct.
But that, you know, you talk to people around the league, the reason why they would want to play with him is they're going to get shots.
Yeah, they're not going to go down there and watch him play.
There was a false, I thought there was a great falsehood that was making the rounds, that Jimmy Butler would not want to play with Ben Simmons because he doesn't shoot. Jimmy Butler wants his shots, and he wants them in good space and good at a good time. Ben Simmons is a great facilitator, great passer.
Yeah, he can drive and kick out and get a guy like Jimmy Butler a good look on
the
wing.
And this is not to say he doesn't need to improve his offensive game, because he does. I agree with that, with that element. I'm not trading him for Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, and to think about the other part of that your point guard, your primary ball handler, is 6'11".
Yeah.
I can run the floor. Yeah. I mean, come on. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station, and we broadcast in the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Will in Wilmington is on The Fanatic. What's up, Will?
I was just listening to your conversation when you were talking about the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get your opinion on this. I would go with Donovan first, only because he was so long and everything that he could do. But the one thing I see about Nick Foles is you got the perfect system and the perfect coach. He seems like he's probably, and I want to get your opinion, the most coachable guy. If you put everything around him and say, these are your reads, out of everybody, because he doesn't have the athleticism or the other stuff they do, he'll be perfect in that system. I want to just get your opinion on that right there.
Very interesting. Well, look, other guy, like Wentz is a guy that when he gets to the line, wants to survey it and make the best decision because he's got it all in the computer.
What do you prefer, Will? Because it's a great question. What do you prefer? Do you prefer the quarterback
traditional
to be able to look and see and read, make his reads properly at the line of scrimmage?
I probably prefer the player, because if I depend on the quarterback, that means I got to have a great coach. So I need two for one there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. I think Wentz's acumen is the greatest of all the quarterbacks.
Okay.
I think his acumen. I think he's a savant in that way. You talk to people and what he knows and what he sees, I think he's that guy. Now, again, he needs to show it. Now, I don't know how much the Zach Ertz stuff of last year. I think it was more because of his body and that was a comfortable throw. But I think that's a real deal. But again, any of those other four, like the Foles thing is really interesting because he'll run the proper play. He'll also give input, right? He did the Philly.
We saw that.
Remember that in the Super Bowl? He did it last year, too.
Yeah.
With the Alshon play. It's a great argument.
Yeah.
So who are you going with? I'll turn it back on you, Will.
To be honest with you, only because of the time, I probably got to go Donovan one, Wentz two.
Okay.
Only because of the length of it.
Yeah, well, you have a long career of McNabb where he was a top quarterback in the league. No, he wasn't.
Could it be that fall? I'll ask you this, Will, then we get a roll. But could it be that Foles just improved that? Like a lot of bigger quarterbacks over 6'4", they get better in time. Could it be that he just became a better quarterback in his 30s? More confident?
I agree with that. And I just say that everybody around him stepped up their game.
Yes.
And everything just clicked. And to me, he's the perfect system. You got a great system. You put him in there, yeah, he'll win a lot of games.
Which is why...
That's a great call, man. Yeah,
thanks, Will. When he started having success, they changed the system. They went back to the RPOs of the 27-2 year. And then he started playing really well.
Yeah.
So that's his system. Now, we'll find out this year if John DeFilippo down in Jacksonville with Nick Foles, we'll find out if that was Eagle magic or that was Foles magic.
That is going to be interesting to keep an eye on.
Oh, one of the subplots.
It is. It's a great subplot.
I asked you, I think it was yesterday, I said the dream scenario of who the Eagles would play if they got to the Super Bowl this year, and we were thinking, you know, Patriots or Chiefs because of the storyline. Somebody tweeted in, I'm sorry, I don't remember his name off the top of my head right now, but he tweeted in and said the greatest storyline is Foles versus Wentz, Jacksonville Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, that's the storyline, right?
Yeah, that would be wild.
Now, Jacksonville, I think, is 40-1 to win the Super Bowl. They don't have great odds, but it's a team that the year prior to last
got to
a championship round against New England.
I got to think that they have a bounce back. Listen, that quarterback was so bad last year.
Oh, horrible.
So bad. I got to think they have a bounce back. They have a good defense.
They have some nice receivers, too.
They do have good receivers. I agree with you. I got to believe that they have that AFC South is going to be interesting. Because I like Houston. I think the Texans are good.
Sean, too.
I'm a big Deshaun Watson fan.
I think he's a sleeper MVP guy.
I love Hopkins.
Yeah. He's ridiculous.
Is he the most... Hopkins could be the most underrated receiver in the whole league.
Talk about a fantasy guy?
I'm talking about just...
Yeah, straight up player.
As a receiver. I mean, he might be the most underrated receiver in the league.
Yeah, because he also doesn't make like the Odell Beckham one-handed catch, right? He's not Antonio Brown, who's very vocal on social media. Yeah, but he does everything right at an elite level.
Yeah. He does make good catches, though.
Yes, he does. But not like... How many times are you going to see the Odell diving catch backwards? Yeah. We've seen that 1,000 times now.
Yeah.
Hopkins, you don't see plays like that.
Yeah, like I think him and Evans... Evans was that guy a couple years ago that people were kind of like sleeping on a little bit. That's a great receiver for Tampa.
Oh, Mike Evans is a player.
Oh, he's a player. Yeah, you saw the combination with Deshaun when things were working down there and they could protect the quarterback, what they were able to accomplish.
Well, he was the size guy and Deshaun was to take the top off the defense guy.
Yeah, he was the Alshon.
Yeah. But I'm a big Hopkins fan, man. I think Hopkins is...
That's going to be a fun team to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, the other receiver I like a lot is Ty Hilton.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to Karate Mark. He's back from vacation. I've been seeing his Twitter feed. KM, what's going on, man? I got to say, your Twitter feed's been on fire. You're not afraid to put Alicia out there in those bathing suits, brother.
I got to tell you, man, she's not bad to go on vacation with, especially by the beach. It's not a bad sight. The beach and the dot, dot, dot. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I'm going to send you on another vacation soon, man. I'll tell you that.
I hear there's this Fanatic trip going down to Miami. I'm saying.
Cousins are heading up that trip.
You got to get in on it.
I thought with different conversation, different day. Let's do this Sixers thing. Let me ask you guys something. If there's a player in the league, any league, pick a league, that's just wearing the wrong uniform, and you're just not ashamed to admit that you kind of love him because he's just that baller, he's got that game, I'm going to tell you someone, Al Horford. But guess what? He's wearing our uniform now. He's standing next to the one guy who has done nothing but giving Joe problems.
Yeah.
I believe 2 years ago when we lost against Boston, we lost to the team. But if I had to pick an X factor in that series, it was Horford just killing Joe. He's standing next to him. I can't get over this. I am so excited, guys. I don't know if you're on the level that I am, but this is
amazing.
What
do you think? What do you think, brother? I mean, come on, man. You know, Dad, I give you permission to tell Andrew.
Andrew, give me the damn song, Larry.
I love it, KM.
Get excited!
Get excited!
Oh, and it's another improbable pass from Benson.
He's doing play-by-play now.
Hot two-hand champ.
We can put you in the booth with Tom McGinnis. I love it.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
Anthony, Vincent, get excited.
All right, KM. Dude, be good, man. Readjust back to society. Let me give you a quote, actually, because I saw this on Twitter last night.
That's awesome.
From you know,
we're
going to
do that. We're going to be doing that a lot, Andrew. That became a thing during the run.
Oh, yeah. You can have that thing charting again on a Billboard Top 100.
Play the song, Andrew.
Brad Stevens was just asked yesterday, I believe it was, about Al Horford. Here's what he said. He goes, we loved Al. We wanted him back. Again, it's his choice. We can go do what he can go do what he wants to do, and there's a lot of factors that end up helping these guys making those decisions. But he's a heck of a player and did a great job here in the 3 years he was here in Boston. Brad Stevens on Al Horford.
Sure.
Does that seat get warm on Stevens at any point?
No. Why? No.
I mean, he's a great coach, and he's got a lot out of that team.
No. I mean, they would be crazy.
Yeah.
I think he's a really good coach.
I love that guy. I wanted to get warm. So if you're ever going to replace Brett, he's the guy. It's weird, though. Like, getting a guy that was your hated guy in Boston, and now he's yours. Like, you have to flip really quick, you know?
Yeah, although
but you respected Horford even though he was a Celtic.
Yeah, I mean, he was. It's funny because I still view him as a hawk,
an Atlanta hawk.
Like, to me, he was a lot of he doesn't have. Listen, he's Celtic and he played well for Celtic, so you know. But to me, he'll still I look at him like an Atlanta hawk.
So his Celtic stench doesn't carry.
So I only think he's got mild stench.
Okay. So you think of him as a Florida Gator.
I do. But,
yeah.
But I think he's only got mild. It's not like you're getting
McHale.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Hawks, I forget who put out the tweet, so my apologies. But somebody put out, when the Sixers meant run it back, they meant the Hawks 2014-15 season. Because they had Horford on that team. Mike Scott was on that team. Mm-hmm. Elton Brand was still playing with the Atlanta Hawks. And Korver was on that team.
Holy moly, you got to be kidding me.
So it'll be
usually not a team you want to emulate.
Yes, it'll be run it back Hawks edition.
Yeah.
What the hell is there? Oh, my God. That was pretty gross.
And Elton was shot at that point.
Yes.
I mean, he was shot. 610-632-0975. All right, let's hit the other teams in the division when we come back, all right, Ant? In the NFC East.
Yeah.
See where the Eagles rank just division-wise.
Because I'm just looking up his stats. So Horford plays, Horford's 10 years in Atlanta, 3 years Boston.
Yeah, it's an Atlanta Hawk.
Yeah.
He's a Sixer now, but
yeah. 9 years Atlanta, 3 years Celtics.
What was his numbers last season?
Last season, he was,
I think he was around 14 a game, 13
something. 6. Yep. How many games did he play, like 70?
4 assists he actually averaged. That's interesting. Almost 7 boards. He played in 68 games.
Okay.
So the last 3 years, he's played 68, 72, 68.
Yeah, you may want to lessen that by about 6 games.
He averaged 29 minutes last year, his low point.
That's the lowest of his career?
Yeah. 3 years ago, 32. Last year, 2 years ago, 32. And last year, 29.
There you go. 610-632-0975. That is the number. Sixers and Eagles, once again, the topic of conversation.
He's still averaging over almost a block and a half a game, too.
Yeah. He can. And Joe, the effect that he had on him is pronounced.
They're going to be amazing when it comes to just their defense, their boards.
The off-court stuff, the intangibles, too, I think are important.
Protecting the rim.
Yep. 610-632-0975, Midday Show. Gargano and Martinez right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. Now, I got to tell you about my friends at Window Nation. The intense summer heat, it's back today, causing your old leaky windows that produces unnecessary high energy bills. So why would you allow that to happen? Why would you allow the damaging UV rays to fade your valuables and make your windows even less effective? That just seems silly. Well, listen up. While the kids are at camp and families are taking vacation, my friends at Window Nation, the ones with more than 80,000 satisfied customers, including me, and the A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, well, they have extra capacity right now. They have to keep the factory busy, keep the installers working. So for the first time ever, you can get one window free for every window you buy. No minimum or maximum purchase required. And that's on all styles of windows. Plus, how about this? No down payment, no payment of any kind, and no interest for a full 2 years, 24 months. So buy now, start saving now, and literally pay nothing now for 2 years. Trust the window company I trust. Give Window Nation a call at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get free one free window for every window you buy, plus no down payment, no payments of any kind, and again, no interest for 24 months. So call soon, 866-90-NATION, or go to windownation.com. Sale ends July 31st, and tell them Jason sent you.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
Because I can.
Oh, jeez. 11:23 on the Midday Show. Jason Martinez, I'm Anthony Gargano. As we hang out here, this is...
I'm not putting up with it.
The quarterback thing, I can't stop thinking about.
Let's look at the bowl.
I can't stop thinking about that court. Like, which one? Like, the Nick Foles thing is a real argument. What if he just got better? Like, if you got this team going forward, a team that is super, that we all have Super Bowl expectations, who should be the quarterback? Anyone of franchise history? You have it.
Yeah.
What's the update? What's the results thus far?
Let me give you the wording real quick, just so that you have it in context of how it's being asked. It says, which Eagles QB in their prime or, quote, future prime, would you take to be the quarterback of this season's roster that has Super Bowl expectations? Wentz, Foles, McNabb, or Cunningham? With the least amount of votes is the man, the one and only Anthony. The man, he has 5% of the vote. As
number five, we'll always love you.
I'm embarrassed.
McNabb's got 5% of the vote. 11% of the vote is to the man that won the Super Bowl.
How's everyone doing?
15% of the vote is to Randall. And 69% of the vote is to Carson Wentz.
Wow.
Because he can.
Wow.
No, there's already 1,100, over 1,100 votes on this, so it's not like it's 22 votes. You know what I mean?
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Because like, I would choose, obviously, Carson, but like you can make the argument for any of them. Most of our listeners are too young to remember Randall, and you know, there were warts in his game, obviously.
Well, he was never nurtured properly.
Right.
A couple of the comments on that tweet. Tim says, imagine Cunningham with this staff. Sweet says, y'all take the cake for the dumbest poll. We know it's a dumb poll, idiot. We're having some fun. There's nothing going on. Anthony Adam goes, Randall with a real OC. Imagine if he had Doug P in his ear the entire career.
Yeah, but it's not really a dumb poll. What, if you're looking at the quarterbacks, because we're looking at the, listen, I'll call a poll dumb. I have no problem doing that. But when you look at we're looking at the 30 teams and coming up with like who is that quarterback that you trust?
Yeah, one guy here says some chill on Twitter goes, I voted McNabb, dual threat QB, RPO offense with plenty of weapons on the outside. If McNabb had options like Ertz, Jeffrey, Jackson while in his prime, he would have multiple rings. Couple that with Doug P and not Andy as the head coach. In my opinion, people saying Wentz aren't thinking this through. Interesting perspective.
Yeah, I know a lot about, I lived through that era, so in the sense that I was with them a lot.
Mm-hmm. And doing this at the same time, concurrently.
And there was only one, like, he was a dual threat, and, he was dynamic. I mean, like, when he would, early in his career, when he would run, the only problem with him is he did not make good decisions, and he wasn't the best at practice and quarterback. Like, he was all right. Like, it wasn't bad. It wasn't like it was, Randall's a terrible practice quarterback. But he didn't, and again, it's not even half his fault because the game was different. The only quarterback that was truly analyzing what he was seeing pre-snap was Peyton.
Yeah, at that time.
And Andy was control. Andy wasn't like control. But there, five did not like to throw it at risk at all, and I don't know. I mean, it's good. He makes good points about the dual threat piece, but man, he would get. I think back to it. I'd still go Wentz.
Yeah,
I mean, Foles is an interesting option.
Yeah, it is, and it's funny that one only guy has 11%. Brian Bradley puts this tweet in as a response. He goes, can you imagine Buddy Ryan's defense with this team's offense right now?
Yeah, well, that would be absurd. Hey, real quick, I want to let people know about something pretty cool. It's a one-day football workshop.
What is this?
It's cool. It's called More Than a Game, and it's Building Champions. It's this Sunday, July the 14th, from 10 to 3 at Klinger Middle School in Southampton, Bucks County, 1415 Second Street Pike. It's completely free. It's a nonprofit football event. Kids of all ages are welcome. The athletes will participate in strength and conditioning, team building, and position-specific activities. The football activities start at 10 a.m. There's a barbecue that starts at 12:30.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing. There's a DJ. There's all kinds of stuff. So it's a lot. It's really, really cool. Check it out. All the proceeds go to the Bucks County Community College Foundation. To register, go to morethanagame.net.
Very cool. If you're in that area, get up there. Check it out this weekend.
This Sunday, yep.
Yep. 610-632-0975. Let's get to a couple calls, then we'll do the Giants. They're top six. Five players and a coach. Let's head over to the other side of the pond, Dan. The home of Wimbledon, and Sam in England is on the
mat. Oh, Sammy Boy. What are you doing, Sam?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's happening, brother?
Oh, man. I heard you mention me the other day on the radio. I got loads of Facebook and Twitter messages. So I thought, you know what? I haven't called up for a while. And I had to let the Jimmy situation settle down. So I thought, I'll call you now that it's all settled. And we've got a bit of Eagles talk. So If I talk too quick, I apologize. I've got so much to say to you guys, so I'll try my best.
I love it. Go ahead.
So, on the quarterback stuff, I mean, I'm too young, and I've only been an Eagles fan for about 10, 11 years, so too young to remember Cunningham, but I would go Wentz as well, because that MVP, he was having, like, the stuff he was doing, man, I can see another sort of Michael Vick come back against the Giants on a more regular basis. Now he's got the Sean the throw too deep, so I would still go that, but I agree with that caller. I think Foles is probably the most coachable out of the guys, and with the right system, he might be the right guy. But I think with this team, I'm going Wentz. We're building it for him anyway, so it should be him that we're picking anyway.
He's been the guy we've been waiting on for so long, it seems.
Really
like.
Have been. You know? Franchise quarterback that's truly great.
Yeah, I mean, big, the stature, everything.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's got a mind, but
toughness.
Yeah,
and he's a dual threat as well, like McNabb was, but just, I think, a bit more consistent. But again, I saw McNabb towards the end of his career and only YouTube pilots. But
I'd like to see him be a little less of a dual threat run guy for the regular season.
Yeah, I don't want him to get smashed again like he did against the Rams, right? Yeah. But yeah, so, and then on my Sixers point, I mean, I told you guys after I did it, I brought my Butler jersey, and now I've had to buy an Embiid one, which has come today.
Nice. You got an Embiid jersey?
Yeah, you had to replace the Butler jersey.
What do you do with the Butler jersey over there, Sam?
Well, thankfully, I mean, like Cat was saying, actually, when he brought me up, NBA is growing over here, but I can get away with wearing that and not many people knowing, like, it's out of date.
Yeah, but that's a violation. You got to put that in the cedar chest.
Yeah, but I can wear it to the gym, right? So I like going to the gym, so I can wear it. But when I'm playing, like when I'm playing, I'll call it soccer for you guys. When I'm playing in soccer in the hot weather that we've got at the moment, I can wear it then. But
yeah,
I'm not going to wear it out and about and when I go and watch Sixers games, but when I go, you know, on my vacation.
I'll tell you what to do, Sammy. You take the stapler remover to the back of it and take the name off. You know, I hope somebody takes the number.
Yeah, I might have to do that. But you guys, what do you think with this year, with the Sixers? I agree with another call. It's about Al Horford. I think he's, that player that you wish was in our team, guilty pleasure type person. I think we're going to be a better defensive side, but I'm a little bit worried, and maybe I'm being a Negradelphian, but an Englishian. How do you feel about the bench? Because I'm not seeing a lot from Summer League where I'm convinced. So he is looking all right, and I'm looking forward to tonight's game, but outside him, man.
Yeah, I think you got to any kind of Summer League talk, I think you got to temper that. Look, you're right. They're going to need another scorer off the bench. I mean, that's without saying. I think they get that guy deadline or buyout. Now,
what about Corver? You hear anything from Corver?
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're in one of three teams. So, they got a real shot for Corver. I still think you need another kind of light it up guy. But listen, they're still, the big part of that bench will be Scott Ennis, who played well in the playoffs. And O'Quinn will give you some minutes during the regular season, more minutes for regular season. If you just add, and maybe one of the kids steps up to defend the perimeter.
Yeah, Thibault maybe.
I'm telling you, I don't think it's going to be a problem. I get why everybody says they're a little leery with it, but by the playoffs, I think they'll be ready to go.
Yeah, buyout guys.
I trust you guys. Go Birds, go Sixers. Take care, guys.
Great talking to you, Sammy.
Sammy in England checking in. Yeah.
I love the fact that we reach that there are 4 for 4 fans in England.
We're international.
Yes.
It's an international radio program.
He's cleaved to us.
Yeah. He's not an American over in England. He's an English guy.
Right.
That's
love the fact that he's a 4 for 4 guy.
Yeah. I love hearing from guys all around the world. You know? I like checking in Helsinki.
I've always had a case of wanderlust that's bad.
Yeah.
It's always it's been a bad thing for me. But that wanderlust, like I hear the accent, I imagine. It's why I like sitting at the airport.
You're the only guy I know that likes sitting at the airport. You are strange, dude. You like sitting outside of an empty stadium, hanging out at the airport. I mean, what's next? Were you going to pull up a chair at the Farley Plaza and hang out there?
No, I don't. The highway, I don't like.
No. You're anti-highway?
Yeah. I'm not a big road trip guy. I'd rather just, love an airport. Love it.
And do you like the experience of the plane?
Love the plane.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
No?
Not ears, I get uncomfortable because I got bad knees and hips.
Dude, I sit there, and before takeoff, all I do is make sure I stay up all night, and before takeoff, I fall asleep and I don't wake up until a touchdown.
You take a slumber the whole ride?
Basically. I fight the sleep because I love to read.
Yeah.
So I try to read, but then I want to fall asleep.
Yeah, that's the surefire way to get me to bed right away.
I mean, the longer the flight, the better. Give me a book, cocktail. I'm
You're all set. We get the little mini bottle.
Well, how many times in life do you get to sit there and read with a cocktail?
Yeah, never for me. See, I prefer it that way.
I hate flying.
Really?
I have a fear of flying, but when I went to Lithuania the last time, we were on the tarmac for 3 hours. So I read all 3 hours.
Yeah.
And by the time we took off, I was so tired from reading for three straight. It was the Nick Foles book. I read for 3 hours. And I had a cocktail in my hand because they knew that we were going to be on there for a while. So they gave everybody a drink. By the time we flew, I passed out.
The hum of the engine just sacked you right out.
I passed out. And then I woke up and it was like, all right, prepare landing in Lithuania. I was like, I was out for 9 hours.
Wow.
It's awesome.
That's great. And then,
meanwhile,
you're not a jet lag when you get there.
Yes.
Well, you just rested the whole ride.
Yeah.
The whole flight. Tasty Cake Dom's on the Fanatic. What's up, Domo?
Hey, Jace. Hey, Ant. How you doing?
What's Andrew? Up, Dommy?
Andrew Hello. Did a good show Saturday, too, by the way. Andrew
cool. I was listening. He's the best.
I agree. Okay. So, first of all, I want to thank you guys. As I do my route, I'm listening to you guys on the phone, and when I'm in the Wawa's and stuff, it makes it fun because other guy, my boy Tyler, at one of the Wawa's. He cleans the coffee counter when I'm in the store so he can listen to your show. So
he gets in close proximity.
That makes my job fun, you know. But see, that 69%, that does not surprise me at all. Because on yesterday's show, when you were talking about who had more pressure, like in my world, in Williamstown, everybody is so like, Carson's going to do it. But if you did that poll and Chase, and you said who should be the point guard in their prime for the Sixers, Mo Cheeks, Allen Iverson, Russell Westbrook, or Ben, I wonder where Ben would finish there.
Wow.
Yeah, good question.
Well, I mean, if you're going to...
In my world here, they're killing them, Jace. They're killing them.
Yeah, I know they are, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why all the Westbrook stuff is you know, really out there in a big way. So who are your options?
Mo Cheeks.
Right.
AI. So, Russell Westbrook.
Oh, you put it in
AI.
Yeah. So you can't, you know...
I hear you.
The problem with AI is... He and Westbrook are so ball dominant.
Very similar in that way.
They're tough to win. You know, and we overlook the defensive side of the ball. Now, Maurice Cheeks is a legitimate, like that was a point guard, right? Like that was the old school
mold.
You know, that's what a point guard was supposed to be. The quarterback setting up the offense, getting mm-hmm. people in the right spot.
Yeah, calling the play with the two fingers in the air.
Yeah.
And we've been friends 16 years. You know this. You know how much I love Mo Cheeks. I love him, man.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer. He can't do what Ben does.
Close to the length.
Well, I mean, they do different things, right? Like, yeah. Ben can't do what AI does. And this fact that you couple size and passing ability and defense, it's tremendous.
And we say this all the time, and we say every time we talk on the air, if they just are patient and let him progress, they're going to be happy. But people just don't want to wait.
It's an impatient. It's an on-demand world, dude. You know? I want what I want now. It's
because most people don't believe that Simmons will ever develop an offensive game.
Yeah, because when you remember Magic Johnson coming into the league, you just remember Magic in total being a guy that could score and do all
this. I mean, we went through the third year guard thing, like, you know, even Giannis, who's a very interesting comp to Ben. Let him go. Like, you can make a better assessment after the season. Listen, I fear the two things I fear this year. I fear the most coming up.
These are the ones you wake up screaming at.
Yeah. Is Ben and making sure that he does enough to quell the masses, and Carson staying upright.
Yep, number 11. What do you got, Andrew?
So Kawhi Leonard signed his contract with the Clippers just now. 3-year deal worth $103 million with a third-year player option.
So it's really a 2-year contract.
I thought he was going for like the 4-year max, no? Was this part of it? Forgive me, I was under a rock yesterday.
No.
3 years, $103 million?
104, yeah.
Yeah, from Shams Charania. A 3-year, $103 million maximum contract with a player option in the third season.
What's the allocation over the 3 years?
It just says
one. I imagine it's like 33, something like that. Or 34.
I don't know, I'm just curious.
So if you wanted to, you could walk after 2 years.
Well, that's the NBA today. The guys want to have that flexibility. If it doesn't work here with Paul George, then I got to team up with somebody else. And I'll go find somebody that's 1 year into a 4-year contract to do it.
But here's why you're really doing that. You're really doing that because we talk all the time about how popular the NBA is. So the cap is going to go up.
Yeah.
So the reason why you do a shorter term deal, and when you're Kawhi at 27, 28, is that he opts out. He's still the best free agent coming out.
And now the max is 41 per season.
And now he can go sign a 5-year deal and get all the money in the world.
Yeah. And
I mean, it's smart because the cap's going to go up. He'll be the most in-demand guy. At that point, he'll be the best player in the NBA.
Still in his prime. He's probably the best player, I think, now in the NBA. Is there a better player in the NBA than him right now?
No, I think he is the best. I think he's the best player.
To me, he's at the top.
See, Durant... is, you know, the problem with Durant now is the Achilles.
Yeah.
Durant's an amazing player. And, you know, again,
is Durant as good of a defender as him, though?
No. Well, he's the best great player.
Both ends.
Who's a defender, yeah, without a doubt. He also showed you his array of shots. Like, he's not a good, obviously, Durant's a better shooter and a better scorer, but he's as good a shooter as LeBron, if not a tick better.
Yeah.
He's so Kawhi tremendous. To the Sixers in 2 years.
There you
yes.
go.
Once Al Horford comes off.
yeah. Well, here you go.
Well, Horford, do it all over again.
I like it.
Well, maybe Popovich is Brett's assistant coach because he wants to take a step back in his duties. Yeah. Well, that wouldn't happen then. Kawhi doesn't want to play for Pop again. He sat out already with Pop.
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
That's not going to be an asset. It's more of a liability. 610-632-0975. Midday show on the Fanatic.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Parx Casino. Yesterday, we talked about the double-double parlay. I love this. The double-double part of the Sixers winning a parade, winning a championship, having a parade, and the Eagles winning a championship, winning a parade. Andrew, you're not here for the double-double parade. What do you think a $100 bet on Parx Casino? Now open, by the way, online, PARXCasino.com in PA, right there at your fingertips. You could do this. You go to the website and you look at take the Sixers to win it all and the Eagles to win it all and then parlay them. What, Andrew, do you think a $100 wager of the double parade will bring back?
Let's go 50 grand.
No, not that. Not 50 grand. I mean, the Sixers are 9-1, the Eagles are 12-1. It's 30 grand.
All right. That's pretty close.
Yeah, no,
a couple pennies off.
But it doesn't sound as good when you go 50. But it's actually 13,000. Excuse me, 30. It's 13,000.
All right, let's rewind the tape. 10 grand, Anthony.
Yeah, right. There you go. No, Andrew, it's 13,000. How about that? Now, we did this. If you did all four teams, it's like 5.8 million.
Oh, see, that's what I thought you said. That's why I said 50 right, grand. No, you go, just, no, 5.8 million.
And the Sixers, and you get 13,000. There you go. Anyway, the long and short of this is that it's right there at your fingertips. They got it all. NFL season, we're talking about the NFL right now. It's right there. All your props and your futures and your win totals, your college and the NFL. Check it out at Parx Casino online. And right now, you sign up, you get a risk-free bet of $250 on your first deposit. PARXCasino.com. Use promo code SPORTS to get your risk-free bet up to $250. Don't forget, risk-free bet refunded on loss as a free bet. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
So we were talking about the Kawhi contract and how he has a player option after 2 years. So does Paul George.
Oh, that's convenient.
So PG, you know, there's a royalty out there on the couch.
And a bad set of knees.
All right, there's some royalty. First, we're hanging with Timmy, who does a great job. Tim Saunders does an amazing job.
Shooting, I
love listening to that broadcast. And, of course, there he is, the legend, Coatsy. Look at Coatsy. He's the man.
Best. He's the best.
He makes me laugh.
The two of them, man.
They are great. They're a treasure, the two of them, because the two of them together are really, really good. They're like, I love... We're lucky because you get you get really great, throughout my whole life, we've had great play-by-play guys in this
town.
The
local guys, yeah, we really have some characters.
Just the dynamic, too, like L.A. and Scott.
Yeah.
You know?
Good chemistry.
They're, like, they're terrific. Obviously, Whitey and Harry. Oh. And, you know, I just, I love those two.
Yeah, it's, we have a bunch of kids in
Tim
there.
Tim and Coachy are just, they're classic together.
Yeah, they're doing
I love the broadcast.
They're having some future broadcasters here. I even like the
between periods guy.
Well, he's all right on occasion, especially for road games. Brian does a great job.
I give you the, I give you pride. You know I listen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you're the one. Thank you.
No, but you know I do. I'll get you.
No, you'll be texting me stuff. You're breaking news on me last year.
Yeah, a couple of who was out, boom. Who was hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not in the lineup tonight. I'm going, wait, I haven't seen this come over yet. Yeah, the Rangers haven't tweeted out that, you know, Kreider's not playing, but hey, it's got the info. I'm going, what the hell's going on here? And it's, what do you know? Boom, Kreider out, you know?
But that's a but it's a great broadcast. We do have Tom McGinnis.
Tom does a great job.
Sixers. Yeah. You know.
Yep. And that's a one man show. Imagine that, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
To the 10 win seasons, you know, one man show trying to pull that off. That is not easy. But Tom's Tom, I feel like has like a couple of guys with him because he goes into different modes. He's got like he could transition into the.
Well, he's amazing,
understated.
Right? Because he plays this. He does play by play. He does. The color, and he does the sideline in a sense.
Yeah, he's got the interviews, the analyst work, and the call. It's all wrapped in one, and he does a phenomenal job right here all Sixer season. And of course, Timmy and Coates will be back for another Flyer season coming up in the fall. And we're counting down the days until we get to that season again where you got so much going on. Ironically enough, on the day where there is no major sports happening today. It's just, it's wild to even think about, but it's the one day a year where you don't have any of the majors in action. It's a tough day because, you know, I don't want a day off. Like a lot of people go, oh, I'll take the day and I'll just clear my head of all sports for a day, like four for four fans. You know what I mean? No, give me a game. Am I going to have to watch the Super Bowl 52 DVD?
Yeah, no, I'm out.
You know, if you're going to watch one game from each team on a day like today, what's the game you watch? So what is the Eagle game that you would just want to go back and watch? Is it the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, that's chalk.
Yeah, okay.
That's chalk.
Because it was the moment. What about for the Sixers? Is it 83, the clincher? Or is it game one of the NBA Finals in 2001? All right,
so I think...
Or Raptors game seven AI year?
All right.
It's not Raptors game seven this year. We don't like the ending of that.
Doink. Wow, that's a great question, man. Because I am so excited for this team. Right, I love this team.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need to go back and watch. Like, I can't wait to see this team play.
Yeah.
So I would rather watch like a live practice of this team. Yeah. Right? It's weird.
You'd rather watch the Eagles like calisthenics.
I've seen the Super Bowl a million times already now.
Mm-hmm.
So every once in a while I get nostalgic, and I want to go back and watch an old game of my childhood. See, I don't know. I think football. I think sports. You know, nostalgia is a tough thing because, you know, it's frowned upon in a lot of ways now.
Yeah.
Nowadays, Philadelphia has been a very nostalgic town.
Mm-hmm. A lot of history.
And you know, I mean, I think it's only natural. Like baseball. Like I would love to. I'd love to go back and watch. You know, a game, maybe a Phillies Dodgers game. From the, from the 08 run.
Into the night?
You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I like to watch that game. I like to go watch a 1980s game just to go back and watch it.
Yeah, just to see Schmitty and Lazinski. And
I do that with college football, man.
McBride.
Like, there is.
Classics.
Yeah, I do. I kind of like them.
Yeah.
I like to look at the just the way the telecast is.
Yeah. The graphics.
The rudimentary graphics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like that stuff. Like, I do like the nostalgia piece of sport.
Yeah.
I like little trinkets. I do. I like that sort of thing. And I know it's frowned upon because people, you can't keep it contemporary. Yeah, and you do. But there is a piece, I think a small piece where, I think the past and being nostalgic is okay.
Yeah, and like today there's no live sports. So
right.
If you're going to pick one, so from the Eagles, 99% of people are going to say they're going to pick the Super Bowl.
Right.
If you're picking Sixers, that's a tough one.
You're going to tell me, you go back and watch the House of Pain game?
Yeah.
I like
body bag.
I haven't seen that. I think I went. I watched it one other time. I would love to go back and watch that game.
Yeah, because you would
the
you
body
remember
bag
the
game,
details of it.
Yeah, I'd love
Bounty Bowl.
I'd love to go back and do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.